Am I being completely ridiculous?
Okay, so holding Simcha Kuflin Hay. We did Sifal, we hold Mishabrus of Cotton Hay.
I think
that the last line of Sifkatan Dal, somewhere that I don't think we did. We're holding a Siman Kuflun Hay.
Kuflun Hay.
Okay. Mishabur Sifkatan Dal, last line. Kosovo Akronim. Shalom, you cut him, she ate him, he's a meta chakra, the feeling Mary Lorna Shaluka, Lilmoid, Bekvius, Yamakapon, and Possegacho, the Holocha Achas. Yeah, we did do that. Okay, fine. Sifkatan Hay. So this person, what is the union of Kaviyas? The Shulchan Aruch defines Kaviyas that even if he thinks he's going to make some money at that point in time, a large amount of money, he will not waver from his commitment to learn. And he's considered the Madrego called Bali Yamana. Kadisa Rishalmi said the Paraktes, my Anshi Yamana. What's the definition of people who are called Anshi Amona? Positives Anshi Amona Avodu. Kador the Habit Tzvachanei Pirulatya. There's a person that they were people who were clamoring to purchase his merchandise. Pershal Yitzoykim. Hakadim Shiabul Im Schavasoy Limkar. Everybody was clamoring that he should come and sell his merchandise. Heavy armor. And he said, Lesson on Mavatal Onosi Matachamil Mesi Mesi. I'm not going to Mavatal my time that I've set for learning. What is set to come will come. Zelosh and Karban Edersham. So on the Yerushalmi, we have multiple commentaries. One of them is Karban Edersham. Heavy armor. He said, "Einani mevatel shosh kavati v'lim adatara b'shil habrachas." So I'm not going to mevatel the time I set for learning because I want to gain money. In Rosh Yevli Rebbech, Yevahu me'atzu mekadosh baruch hu af la'acher shegem rekviyos le'limud. If it's supposed to come, the person is smart enough to figure out a way to get send it to me, not in the middle of my learning. Right? He decides against it. Okay, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. That's the definition of kviyas. That's pretty heavy, the definition of kviyas. Okay. So the Ramah says that even if he doesn't know how to lumad, he should at least go to the Beis HaMedrash and Tzchar Licha B'yod. Sifkat and Vav. Yelach Beis HaMedrash, Shalomdim Shom. Afilo Im Enam Eben Ma Shalomdim. He'll go there, because that's what they learn. And even if he doesn't understand what they're learning, and we start holding a Sifkat and Vav. The more says, just sitting in a basic matter, even if you don't understand, just being in that atmosphere is considered a mitzvah. If he's able to understand what's happening, he'll listen. That counts like learning. So a person who hears the discussion of life will dwell amongst midst the chachamim. Okay, it sounds like I feel bad, but this is the world of halacha and mussar overlap a little bit. Bad, it's something more like a mussar shmuz, and it sounds like a halacha shir. Or if he can't go to Beis HaKnesses, to Beis HaMedrash, he should at least be kamei l'makom. He can be makom. Who in your b'fnei atzoi? V'reish ha'sif koi. The tzarech adam likuay to rosa Beis HaMedrash. V'sham yiloi makom kuwa l'tara. The tzarech lomer v'yikwa loi makom. So the Shabur changes the gears from not O, but to V. That he said a person should go to Beis HaMedrash. He said, "V'yikva eis lilmoid," and he's adding also, "and you b'kaveya makim lilmoid." Also, you should go to that place b'kaveyas. V'yilma, then he should learn. Ma'at mashiyadeya, what that which he knows, he's able to do. So the Mishabur grapples with the following: the sentence started off with saying a person doesn't know how to learn. So he said, "At least go to tzchar licha b'yadei, and b'kaveya makim and learn." He just said he can't learn. So, like, what are you saying? Just the quick flow of the Ramah seems to be questionable. He starts off with a person who can't go, can't understand how to learn himself. He just gets a reward for going to the Beis Hamidrash. And then he changes to, you should learn. That's how it reads in the quick glance. If the answer is this is not going back on what he said before, it's going back on the beginning of the Sif. My ability in learning is limited. So I would think, you know, why should I go to the big Beis Medrash where the big boys are discussing Gemara? I could stay here in Shul and learn for a few moments. So no, Philoch equal and Malkum Beis Medrash, the Lomar B'Mash Yudeh. You should go to Beis Medrash to learn that what you're able to learn. But that should be done in Beis Medrash. If you go back and look at the language of the Rabbeinu Yerno, which this is taken from, it says Tamid Rabbeinu Yerno, a parakam of the brachas at the end. So if you look at his language, it reads like this. He should be committed to go to that place to learn what he is able to learn. Then he says, if you can't learn at all, so doesn't have to learn at all, he still should go to Beis Medrash. So that gives you a little clearer picture of what the point of the Ramah is saying. Okay. Now, what should you learn? So he said before, the person who's able to learn, he has to make sure that he learns every single day. He has to learn Torah Shebiksav, Mishnah, Gemara, and Poskim. This fellow doesn't have that level of learning. His learning is limited. Mat Mashiyadeh has Shalomid Rak Mat, Nochon Shikr, Limura Yiva Bahalochis. If a person has a limited time to learn, limited ability to learn, the main thing is make sure he's getting the halachas, learning the halachas. Shiyadeh Ekli Snag Lemaisa, this will let him out to know how to do Chanel. The place where they are outstanding in their understanding of halacha is Hashem prefers that over the Baltic Seas about the Midrashas. Fine. He doesn't know how to do that. There's things translated into Yiddish. So everybody has what to learn. You have what to learn. Nobody can say there's nothing that he can learn because there's plenty available in the vernacular. There's a famous maaser with Rishol Salanter. I think it was. And somebody came to Rishol Salanter and he says he only has a half an hour a day to learn. What should he learn? So Rishol Salanter said he should learn Musar. He says, can you learn Musar? You'll realize you have more than a half an hour a day to learn. So, yeah. Okay. So, I guess that's there are certain cases where the circumstances are at that point in time, it's very difficult. But in general, Gamza Yavor. And that'll also pass. The limited time that people have eventually passes, they have more time to learn. Yashim and Yonav. Pirish year of Yivdak Vashiv Tay Bixas. You should use that opportunity to sit there and contemplate how you're acting, whether you're acting properly or not. And then you'll look through the circumstances, what you're doing, and see if there's any avarice involved in, etc. Okay, take a look at Bir Locha, Ace Lilmoid. So we did the first piece of it. That a person has to be Ace Latama Tara Bayama Balailo. Right? That was the first piece of it. Okay, Minochan Shilavag, make sure that you should have, that's why people learn Simichamar. Look at the second part of this. Towards the end of the Birlach, he quotes a Medrash Mishle, which is like a Medrash, yeah. V'isim Medrash Mishle, Parsha Yud, everybody sees it?
No.
The Birlach, yeah. So the Birlach starts Eis Lomar, the Birlach on page, starts on page 88, continues on the next page, about halfway through that Birlach. So he brings a Medrash, V'isim Medrash Mishle, Parsha Yud. So it says, Omer Reb Yehuda, Boiber E Kama Kasha Yemadin, Jasa Kash Baruch Hu Lodun Es Kol Olam. I want you to realize how difficult that day of judgment is going to be. Okay? Bomi Shiyesh B'yadu Mikra, Bain B'yadu Mishnah. A person has learned, he's learned Mikra, he's learned Tanakh, he's not learned Mishnah. Kash Baruch Hu Hoivach Es Pada Vimenu Materi Gehenna Miskabrim Boi. So Russia doesn't even look at him, he just turns away from him, and the woes of Gehenna overtake him. They take him and throw him into Gehenna. Okay, so learn your prison only in Torah Shabbat without Torah Shabbat Peh. It's not good. Okay, that's the easy part. So he's learned through two or three Mishnayos of Mishnayos. So great. So why didn't you learn all of them already? He finished all of the halachas. He finished all of Shas. So why didn't you learn through the medrash of how the drushes of Chazal bring to the halachas? So now that you learned all of Shas and all of Taras Kahanim, it's time to go through Chumash again and really learn it well and realize what's there. So why didn't you learn the Gadata? Then finally it gets to this, they start asking you, why didn't you learn Kabbalah? Whatever you did, the verse is going to ask you, there's always more. So that's the Yom HaDin. So the responsibility is tremendous. This Midrash Mishle, he quotes it a few places, he quotes it up here, he quotes it in the Sefer Chavos, in the Shemir Saloshin twice. And it doesn't leave us anywhere. I'm like, now what? You just throw your hands out, I might as well give up already now, I'm never going to win, right? So that's you feel like a little bit. Okay. Sif Beis. Seconds. Just one other thing I want to point out over here. That Rosen spoke in the Shabbos of Gadol Drasha, the Shabbos Shuva Drasha, about the mile of doing it with a group. So you look at the first Biralocha, V'yikba. She starts off with the Amish at this point. But if you have an option of doing it with a chabura, it's much better. He brings all the different chazals about the mile of learning of a chabura. So, just pointing out that you could avoid the craw, but the mice, so the point is well taken. Sif Beis.
What, Yehuda?
Boy. It's a phrase which means, it's obvious. You bring a... The Gemara Kedushin that uses that phrase one place. The Gemara says that they bring more brings a pasuk. It says, and Yehuda, they did like that. The section are still called Yehuda. The Gemara says, Yehuda, by the Krabi. We have a pasuk. Besides, not only do they have a pasuk, but Yehuda also did like that. Shkaya. That's what I said. So it's a phrase which is used to mean the point that's totally obvious, not worth saying. Okay, so before you go to, we said we should go straight from Beis HaKnesset to Beis HaMedrash. He started saying, I want to qualify that a little bit, and I want to say that really the truth is if you want to stop along the way and eat, you can do that. You'll learn better. And the person should be accustomed himself to eat pashachris. Okay, so the Mishabura, Yer Aleph, Tev Shayar Goboy, Kamina Begamor, Shmona Ushloisha Mine Chaloyim Tuyim Bemora, Kulam Pas Bemelech, Bekitan Shamayim, Shachris Mevaltalton. There are many different illnesses which are due to the Mora, the gallbladder, and the Pas Shachris. Pass with melach and drinking water is able to mevatel them, to remove those illnesses. Now the definition of pass. So I know Rashi Reb Chaim used to always say that he held that pass meant by definition meant dafka bread, as opposed to other types of. But there are those that argue that any type of if it a grain based item has that myla.
It was any type of mazonos.
Right. Mavitza lahanigat mamina toiba bahanaga toiba lishma biyusa kadeshi abori bechosik levadis abori yisal. And in general, taking care of your health is something which is considered a mitzvah. To find a healthy balance, to make sure that you'll be able to serve your Kadosh Baruch Hu properly. It's interesting that Mishmarta Mordla Nachra Seichem, and that's the passage that we quote for taking care of our health. So the problem is that that's not pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk is referring to warning us not to forget Marmon Har Sinai. Mishmarta Mordla Nachra Seichem, that don't forget. You should be very, very careful. Don't make any mistakes. That when you write Har Sinai, you did not see any form of an image, and don't make an image. That's the warning the Torah is giving. It's nothing to do with your health. The quote where it's found in the Gemara actually quotes it with a Roman quotes that pasuk to I'm not remembering who, one of the Tanoim, because he wasn't taking care of his health. He says this isn't Shatam Adana Shoseichem. So the guy, brought the wrong pasuk, right? But what's interesting is the Rambam quotes the pasuk. The Rambam quotes the pasuk. Vice versa, the guy got it right. But there's in the minyan of the Shratim al Nafshei Zeichem, we have a chiyuv to take care of our health. So the interesting question is: we know that if a person doesn't mekayim mitzvah the Torah, so he has dinim an avrayan. We call a person avrayan for not taking care of their health. I don't know. Well, Nafka Mina, what the Mora says: if you call him an avrayan, he's not an avrayan. So. You have to pay him for insult for being Motzi Shemra. But the guy doesn't care of his health. It could be he's not called Motzi Shemra. I don't know.
If he isn't an avarian.
Well, how much do you pay someone for Motzi Shemra?
We'll figure it out.
If he isn't an avarian, then you call him an avarian.
Okay, what happened over here? Just lost the call. Okay.
If he isn't an Avarian, then you call him an Avarian.
And the Mora says, if you call someone an Avarian who's not an Avarian, so you have to pay him. Okay. Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Simen Kuf Nun Vav is the simen itself is not very, very long. The Shabura extends it a lot. It's actually a lot of it's based from the. Magen Avraham, that he used this simon sort of like to be throw in like many halachas we need to throw in which weren't mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, so he like dumps them all over here. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch is one sit. So after the person has davened, we finish a fellow with his davening, he's done all of that, he learned something, now he's going off to work, we'll do the halachas of Til Sadaim afterwards, having the meal. And the move on to all of those halachas of Tzedayim, the halachas of eating bread, and brachas, etc. But in between, there's a simon about going to work. So a person doesn't have a job together with his learning. We're worried about that eventually he's going to wear him down and he's going to do things that aren't proper. Because the persons will be impoverished. and he will be, the pressure of will cause them to do things which are wrong. But even though the person has went to work, he should understand that that's not his focus. Now, the definition of Iker and Aroy is not necessarily a question of hours, it's a question of attitude. And the nafkamina of the attitude is when you have an opportunity to, there's a person, when they can say, you know, you have a chance to come into for some extra work or from, you know, some extra learning. That's where you see the difference. When you do that, you'll end up with both Torah and your Malacha being iskaim. You have to interact with people in a way which is trustworthy. A common problem they had was that they would swear, and they'd be Masa Shem Shemayim L'Atolo. Shemokam Shaskar Hashem Mitzuya. The Misa Mitzuya. The Mor says that the person who says Shem Shemayim L'Atolo, so that that can cause unhappy things. Vizorim L'Shem Afilo Be'emes. A person should swear, not swear even truthfully. So the punishment for making shuas is destruction, and therefore do not get involved in it. You should not make partnerships with goyim, because if you make a partnership with the goy and they get into disagreement, he will swear by his avodah zarah. You're over the law on the Torah of Lo Yishma Picha, that the name of the Avodah Zarah should not be mentioned due to you, which Chazal Darshan, you shouldn't be mishtafed with Akusi, and he's going to swear by his Avodah Zarah. Now, so the Ramah, Abiyesh, Mashkila, Masiyah, Shutuz, Im Akusim, Is Manazem, Mishum, Shein Akusim, Is Manazem, Nishbarim, Avodah Zarah, Lilim, they don't swear by idols. Even though they mentioned their name of their being, which they deserve, the problem is they're over this sort of shituf, and that's an issue for a Jew. If you recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu as being the Kali law, the great upper being, but if you're mishtatev any other power, to any element of another power, that's an issur l'yilcha elohim achirim, that's an issur of shituv, that doesn't apply to goyim. Now there's an issur to be machshel a goy in his averis. So above and beyond the issur of l'yishma apicha, if the goy through you, due to you, is going to some way do a vadazara, you have an issue of the issue of lifnei ibra l'shitu mechshel. You're causing the goy to be over an avera, because that's an avera for him. But this is not an avera for him, so there's no problem inside that. And you're also not over this l'shama picha. That's what the Ramaz min mechadash over here. Now, not everybody agrees with this Ran. This Ramah, the Ramah says that the Isser of Shituf doesn't apply to Goyim. Not everybody agrees to that. But one thing is for sure, that it definitely applies to Jews. So a Jew would have a Chi of Yarg Vayavar before he would accept the non-Jewish religion. But from the Goy itself, it's Mutter. Let's say, remember the Shutris, the Kulyam, the Shari, below you, Mechageyim. Now, to do business with them without a shutvis, so that's mutter, the only day which you have a problem is the days of their holidays for Avodah Zarah, because the Mora says that we're afraid that the goy will, if the business deal is concluded to their liking, they will go to their Avodah Zarah and thank the Avodah Zarah for their success. So you're being over, you're being machshel them and doing a avodah zarah. There is a parallel Ramah in Yeridea, he says he brings quotes with the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says we're not nizer in this halacha of not being noisim and noisim mehem by Yom Chag. He says because if you do the math, it's the first time it's an avodah zarah, right? Because the law says 3 days beforehand and 3 days afterwards you're not supposed to do business with them. Every Yom Rishon was the day of the Chag. 3 days before is Wednesday. It's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And 3 days afterwards is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday.
No, Sunday is the day of the Chag. Right? So you can't do business with them any day of the week. So the whole thing is done. Right? So especially afterwards, because if you do it before, they're going to take what they purchased, etc., and go use it for the Avodah Zarah on Sunday. And then afterwards, they're going to say, due to the fact they had such a good day by the Avodah Zarah, that's why they were successful in the business. So Tosfos says that we live amongst the guy and we don't have an option of being so the issue doesn't apply in that situation. And then the Ramah raises the question that if the Isser is to go and they should be murdered to the Chag, murdered on the Chag, so if you tell me that there's no Isser, for them it's not a Vodazora, so what's the problem? So he mentioned such an idea. Okay. That's the Machaber and the Ramah. Let's see if we can make a little bit of dent in the Mishnah Berurah. Yerach Lasakov, Siv Katan Aleph. Hanogas Adam Tzarech Liyis B'chol B'derech Hamitzua. A person should try and find the middle path. Well, you comments yes and me die. Well, you fast yes and me die. A person shouldn't be too stingy. A person shouldn't be too much of a spendthrift. B'chem B'chol Amidus. The Rambam says this is the general approach. This is the famous Rambam. That everything should be somewhere in the balance, but with the exception of Rak HaGaiva VaHakas Yisrach Mehem HaKseh HaAcharon, but these two meters of Gaiva and Kas, the person should totally distance himself from. That means all of the meters. There is a time where a person should be controlling himself, not just throwing out money. A person shouldn't be too stingy, but when it comes to Gaiva Kas, HaKseh HaAcharon Kamashin Emar Amratana Ma'od Ma'od Havishav Ruach. So the Mishnah says that ma'od means exceedingly, a person should be exceedingly a shal ruach, which means you go to the full, you go all the way to that extreme. And Chazal also were warned about kash tremendously. The Rambam says that it should be kash upon him, or kash aleiv.
What about war? When people are trying to kill you, that's not a time to be angry and.
Probably not a good idea to be angry, but a good idea is to fight. The issue really, it's not.
David wasn't angry.
The point is you have to undertake to do what you have to do.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be fueled by anger. You know, it can be fueled by commitment to do the right thing. Many times we do use our anger to fuel ourselves, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the way it has to be done. The way it has to be done is. I have a responsibility too. Now, I mean, David Melech's lashon is that Hello, Mesirach Hashem, it's not those who hate you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I hate, and I will Tachlis Sinus and Eitzim Lo Yibim Hayuli. I hated them exceedingly, and they will be my enemies. It means he has Sina against them. He doesn't say he has anger. Anger is when you lose control. Right? You know, or
so in other words, if you like with Goliath, when Goliath made his big declaration, you know, where and David HaMelech, I think, said something to the effect of, you know, who is this uncircumcised, you know, idiot who, you know, who's, you know, blaspheming the one true God. He wasn't angry?
Didn't say he was angry. He went out to fight him. The emotion which he was feeling at that point in time wasn't anger. The emotion at the time was to protect the covenant of Kodesh Baruch Hu.
I thought it was called, quote unquote, righteous anger. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't think that's the meat of Kas. It might be translated in English like that, but it's probably it's The meat of chaos is where a person, the more says that a person is...
has lost control?
He's losing control over himself. People has a person has a temper, right? Temper of the person blows his top. Usually he blows his top, he loses his cool. Like these aren't losing, the person's not losing their cool. I made a decision that this is what I have to do.
So what do you call that when it looks like anger, but you're saying there it's, I'll call it anger without losing control?
The Rambam says you're going to have something called kasa panim or kasa lev. Right? Sometimes, you know, your kids need to see that, you know, something bothers you. You need to be, because you need to get across. If a child's about to run into the street, you understand that, you know, you show an angry face because he'll get the message that's a bad idea. Right? You say, oh, it's such a horrible thing. You don't say it like that. You say,
what are you? Are you out of your mind?
Right? But inside of your heart, the Rambam says you have to remain cool. Okay. Beis. Eliyasa Rak Kedei Parnasosu. So you work as much as you need to, and then the Mishabura throws this Sharatzian throws in the interesting lashon, kolecha lefi erka, each person according to where he's holding. In other words, I'm not going to ask you if you're not holding this trend this madrega, right? You know the pasuk melotachal, you know, right? That right now this is your need to have a little more than that. You're not ready to live like that, but it should be with cheshbon. Tells the Rav as a shmuz, which says that kol mavatim in the Torah shalom l'tzarich, raising mischayv ben avshar. So that those two little words are the most important words in the phrase shalom l'tzarich. Mavatim in the Torah shalom l'tzarich. What's called tzarich? So he says you have to measure where you're living. He says you have to. Each person has a circle of life that they live in. He calls it right. That you know, you have to measure your comfort level. If a person is going to live in a way which he's end up being emotionally not ready for, the result is going to be negative, not positive. It's just going to end up being not working. So the Mishnah Berurah says the fiarka, ach b'zeh guvat tzarach lizar mit pitui hayetzer. But you have to be careful. But the whole day you need to make sure you have enough money. Right? The main point is to really give some real thought to what really is necessary and what's not. So the Sharatzian over here in Sipkat and Gimel says like this. So how do you know? In order to prevent the Yetzer from fooling you, here's what you do. Yisburn an ilu ha'yu mischayiv lozen es chaveru ilu habisha lefi erka. It wasn't for yourself, you know. You made a commitment to take care of your neighbor's family, not because they're why? Because you made a commitment to take care of them, not because there's any sad, tragic situation which you have responsibility for, right? So you buy them decent clothing, top notch clothing. Why? Right? You buy them a decent car. You give them a decent house. You wouldn't buy them this fancy house. Why do you need a fancy house?
Right? Well, sometimes you have to have a fancy house just to live within the frum community, to be within walking distance of Yishul.
Okay. So you have to look at this other person who would be the neighbor, that should be a good measure to know what is the right thing for you, etc. And then both will be in this kind. B'yodah came out to Hashem and Hashem Barav Amat v'Yishal Lebrocha v'Maisa Yodah. Okay, then he says Yisav Yisav B'Muna. You should act
what both
reliably, trustworthy.
What both will be miskind?
Torah and your Malacha. Now the let's see the Berlach over here. Then we'll hold it here. Some of the Talmud is Gerber Sofin. So he says the Torah doesn't have what the Malacha is not going to last. So the real Kosos from the Zel Nemer L'Kal Oilam. This is a general rule. Shein Kulam Yicholam Liskus LaLois the Madrega Rama Zulios Oiskim Rak the Torah B'Vata. Not everybody's able to reach the Madrega that they should only be learning Torah. Al Noshim Yechidim Yocholim Motzei B'Chol Eis. By friends, there are individuals who can reach that level. V'Hashem Barachus Harba Osa Kudur Shem Meichoy Bal Osa B'Yodin. So Shem Meichoy says that a person should just learn. So Moore says, many people did like that, it didn't work. So the stress is on the word harbe. Rasulam or Dafka harbe. And because Baruch Hu Banim Yamtzi Lehem Harnasos, the Mershal will provide for their needs. Kain Zekos of Aram Perek Yigimim Hilchos Shemitah Yerbalus Lasher Levavad Ayn Shom. So it's interesting. The same Rama says that a person is not allowed to only learn; he has to do something else. The Rama also says that there are individuals who can join Shevet Levi, which are supported by Kadosh Baruch Hu, because they have made a commitment not to be involved in anything else but learning. So the Rama mentions both ideas. We have a council of Yisachar Zvulun. Which is a shutvis, which allows the individual to sit and learn while somebody else is supporting him. So it means you're not saying I don't have a way to support myself. I do. Chaim Lashon was a very big advocate of somebody asked him, if you do Yisachar Zvulun, you're going to lose part of your schar. So he said, so you're cheap. You don't want to share with somebody else. Like, the goal isn't the schar here. The goal is you should learn. The Russian is about learning. And part of the Russian rots is you should share with somebody else. You share with somebody else. Like
who said that?
Rechaim Belashiner. The reward isn't the final result. Okay, let's hold it here. Now, in regards to next time to learn.